Okay. Well, let's pray, and then we can get into our studies. Lord, thank you for the privilege of considering the truth of God in your word again today.
主啊，我们非常感恩，我们今天再次有这样的机会来学习您的话。
Thank you for each one who is joining us today. Our prayer, Lord, is that we will all learn and live the truth of God today.
因为我们非常感谢所有的来参加这个学习的人，我们的祷告是我们所有人都活出主的话来。
Your promise is that the Spirit of God will teach us.
您对我们的应许是神的圣灵会教导我们。
And your promise is that the Lord Jesus Christ will be with us.
您的对我们的应许是主耶稣基督会和我们在一起。
And for this we pray, and in the reality of it, we give thanks.
因为这样的事情我们祷告，因为这样的真实我们献上感恩。
And we give thanks in Jesus' name.
我们献上感恩，奉主耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Well, some of you were with us at our 11:30 meeting.
你们中间有些人参加了今天11点半的这个学习。
And I got all confused, and so I thought we were studying in 2 Timothy at 11:30, but we're studying in 2 Timothy at 1 o'clock.
因为他搞混了，他认为我们应该是学习提摩太后书第二章，但是呢，这一章应该是在下午学习，所以上午已经学了一点。
And I just remembered now, I've got lots of memory lapses today. I just remembered now we forgot to pray for Ivy's sister. Let's pray again.
所以呢，他说呢，他的记忆可能昨天因为昨天的事情有点损失，所以现在他忘记了为Ivy的妹妹祷告。我们在现在来为他妹妹祷告。
Lord, we do pray for Ivy's sister at this time.
主啊，我们又为Ivy的妹妹这次祷告。
We thank you that you are the author of life.
我们非常感恩您是那个生命的源泉。
And we pray, Lord, that Ivy's sister will be delivered herself and bring about a safe delivery of this child.
因为我们祷告艾薇的妹妹呢能够顺利地产下一个孩子。
We thank you for life, Lord. We don't understand it, but you've given us this wonderful thing called life. We just pray that you will bless Ivy's sister at this time.
我们非常感恩有这样一个小生命，虽然我们不理解为什么有这样的生命，但是我们要为这样的生命献上感恩。我们求您赐福给艾薇的妹妹。
Lord, we pray for the physical health, both of Ivy and her child.
因为我们祷告为那个医学上的帮助，为她的妹妹和她的孩子。
But Lord, we pray for spiritual health as well.
她也为那个属灵的那个健康祷告。
And we pray that Ivy's sister, if she does not know the Savior, will put her trust in the Lord Jesus Christ very soon.
我们也祷告，如果艾薇的妹妹还没有信主耶稣基督，我们祷告她会很快就信主耶稣基督。
And give, we pray, to Ivy much wisdom as she would speak to her.
我们当艾薇跟她的妹妹说话的时候，我们也求您给她智慧。
And then we pray for the child, Lord, that the child might hear and understand the truth of God, and while young, turn to Jesus as their Savior.
我们也为这个即将出生的小孩祷告，当这个小孩年轻的时候，小的时候就能够听到主耶稣基督的真理。
We give thanks now, praying again that you'll help us today.
我们献上感恩，我们再次祷告，求您帮助我们。
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Well, again, Good to see everyone today.
有点高兴看见每个人。
So we'll probably go back to 2 Timothy chapter 2 unless there are some questions or comments that you would like us to deal with.
现在我们应该是来学习提摩太后书的第二章，除非你们大家有问题需要我们来回答的。
All right, let's turn again to 2 Timothy chapter 2.
让我们再次翻到提摩太后书的第二章。
And again, my apologies for going over this morning.We're just going to go quickly through those verses again so that we can bring all of you up to date. We read and commented this morning on the first 4 verses of 2 Timothy chapter 2.
今天我再次向大家说抱歉，因为我们再一次很快的把这一节从一节到四节读一下，因为这样大家都可以跟得上这个节奏。
So, Roy, maybe you can just read, please, those first 4 verses in Chinese, then I will read them in English.
Yeah. 我先用中文给大家读一下，他再用英文来读。提摩太后书第二章第一节，我儿啊，你要在基督耶稣的恩典上刚强起来。第二节，你在许多见证人的面前听见我所教训的，要交托那忠心能教导别人的人。第三节，你要和我同受苦难，好像基督耶稣的精兵。第四节，凡在军中当兵的，不将事务缠身，好叫那招他当兵的人喜悦。
All right, verse 1 says, You then, my son, be strong in the grace that is in Christ Jesus. And the things you have heard of me in the presence of many witnesses, entrust to reliable men.Who will also be qualified to teach others. Endure hardship with us like a good soldier of Jesus Christ. No one serving as a soldier gets involved in civilian affairs. He wants to please his commanding officer. All right. So, the story as we expounded it this morning is very delightful.It begins with the simple line, be strong in the grace that is in Christ Jesus.
所以呢，我们今天早晨呢，读到的这前面的四节经文是非常令人欣喜的，因为这里基本上说这是要在主耶稣基督的恩典上刚强起来。
What is the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ?
所以我们主耶稣基督的恩典是什么呢?
And the answer is, it's giving us the good things that we don't deserve, but God just extends to us anyway.
所以这个呢就是说主呢神呢给了我们不配得到的好的东西但是神呢就是这样就白白的给我们了。
It's oftentimes withholding punishment or discipline that we deserve. We just don't get the bad things.
所以呢通常呢就是呢就是我们应该得到的那些惩罚和管教呢他把它放在一边通常呢是我们没有得到这些不好的东西。
But very often it's the opposite of that. It's giving us the good things.When we deserve bad things.
所以通常呢这个都是相对立的本来我们应该是得到那种不好的东西但是呢主呢却给了我们好的东西。
And, we all in life, we all find circumstances wherein we say, oh, I'm in trouble, but the Lord is often gracious to us and he delivers us from the trouble.
所以呢通常呢在我们的人生中我们会发现有很多的困难我们说哦我现在有大麻烦了但是主呢其实他的恩典呢给了我们最好的东西。
So, what amazes me is that as I have gone through life, I have been continually the recipient of the grace of God.
因为在我的人生中呢，很神奇的，我回顾一下呢，在我就是一个经常接受到主的恩典的这样的一个人。
It is true of the very biggest things in life. The salvation that he gives me from sin, the life that he's enabled me to live, the hope that I have of eternal bliss with him in heaven.
所以通常那种给我的呢，是从我把我从罪里救出来的这样一个救恩，然后呢，让我有这样的一个活着的人生，然后有我有一个盼望，盼望在天上得到了主赐给的福气。
But it's in all the little things too. And as you go through life, you end up thanking him for the little things he gives you that are so very nice.
所以呢，不光是像这样的大事，同样在生活中的一些小事细节呢，你非常的感激主这样呢，在小的事情上也给你美善的东西。
Did you have lunch?
你吃了午餐了吗?
You say, well, yes, I did. It was a good lunch.
你说是的,我吃了,是一个很好的午餐。
And we say, thank you.
我们说感谢主。
There were people today who live in Africa who didn't have a good lunch.
今天在非洲有很多人呢,他们并没有中午餐吃。
But we did. How wonderful, how kind.
因为我们有午餐吃，这是多么的美妙，多么的良善。
And so as you go through life, you thank God for the big things and the little things.
所以你回顾一下你的人生呢，你向主献上感恩，向神献上感恩，为大事小事。
And among other things, that just makes us a very happy people.
所以这还有其他的一些事情，这样呢，让人呢变成一个非常幸福的人。
All right, we're going to carry on into verses 3 and 4 now. Verse 3 says, endure hardship with us like a good soldier of Christ Jesus.
所以我们来看看第三节、第四节。第三节说，你要和我同受苦难。好像基督耶稣的精兵。
How does a Christian live? He lives like a soldier.
所以基督徒怎么样去生活呢？他生活的像一个战士。
How does he think? He thinks like a soldier.
基督徒怎么样去思考呢？他像一个战士那样去思考。
Now some people say, well, I'm going to live like a boss.
有些人说呢，我就要像一个老板那样子活着。
Some people might say, some ladies might say, I'm going to live like a queen.
所以你们中间有些女士呢，也会这样说，我要像一个女王一样活着。
Paul says, Timothy, you live like a soldier. That's your job.
所以使徒保罗跟提摩太说，提摩太啊，你要像一个战士那样活着，这就是你的工作。
Now, I've never been in the war.
我从来没有参加过战争。
But I think if I were going to be in the war, I would rather be a general than a foot soldier.
所以呢，我认为如果我真的是要参加一个战争的话，我宁愿做一个将军而不是一个低阶的士兵。
The general gets to be the boss, and he just says, you go fight there, you go fight there, I'm going to take a rest.
所以那个将军呢，通常就是个老板。他说：“你到那里去打仗，你到那里去打仗，我就要休息一下。”
But the Christian doesn't live like that. The Christian is going to be the boss in heaven. He's going to be a general in heaven. He will reign with Jesus Christ.
所以呢，基督徒他不是这样的。基督徒呢，他是一个战士，但是基督徒呢，在天上呢，他将会是一个老板，将会是一个将军。他会和主耶稣一起统治。
But right now, the Christian lives like a soldier.
但是现今呢，现在呢，基督徒呢， 就是活得像一个战士。
That means he's got to do the hard work.
这就是说他必须做一些艰苦的工作。
That means he's got to do the night work and the painful work.
因为这意思呢就是基督徒就要做一些非常可能会让你痛苦的非常艰难的工作。
And so verse 3 says, endure hardness.
所以呢第三说呢要忍受苦难。
So when I was memorizing these verses many years ago, I said, Lord, I don't like hardness.
所以呢当我记这三节经文的几节经文的时候呢我就说主啊我不想受苦。
I said, I don't like being a soldier. I would rather relax at the seaside. I'd rather be on vacation than be a soldier.
我说主啊我不想做一个战士我宁愿在海边我宁愿去度假我不想做一个战士。
And then verse 4 says, no man, no one serving as a soldier gets involved in civilian affairs. He wants to please his commanding officer.
第四节就是说凡在军中当兵的不将事务缠身而将那招他当兵的人喜悦。
So the question is, why would you do it? Why would you be a soldier?
所以问题是你为什么那么做你为什么要做一个战士
And the answer is, you would do it because you love Jesus.
答案是你会去做因为你爱主耶稣基督。
It's amazing what a man will do for a woman. What a woman will do for a man if they truly love them.
所以非常神奇的是呢，一个男人会为女人去做很多事，一个女人也会为男人去做很多事，如果他们真心相爱的话。
It's amazing what a mother will do for a child.
非常神奇的是一个母亲会为孩子去做一切事。
And it's also amazing what a Christian will do for the Lord Jesus because the Christian loves the Lord Jesus and wants to please him.
所以同样神奇的呢是基督徒也会为主耶稣基督做很多事因为基督徒爱主耶稣基督他们想要喜悦于主耶稣。
So we say as we look at life, we say, well, tomorrow's going to be a difficult day. I'm not quite sure how I can even handle today. And then we say, but I love the Lord Jesus and he's going to help me. And I am going to do this even if I have to endure hardship. I will endure it for Jesus.
所以我们会说呢明天会很艰难我甚至都不知道今天怎么过但是呢我爱主耶稣基督所以呢我会去忍受这些苦难我去要去做这些事让主耶稣喜悦。
Now, can I remind you of the order of these verses?
所以大家提醒一下大家呢这个这几节经文的顺序。
Verse 1 says, the grace of God in Christ Jesus is for you.
所以第一节经文说呢在主耶稣基督里的神的恩典是给你的。
Verse 3 says, you'll have to endure hardness.
所以第三节说你要同受苦难。
How can you endure the hardness?
怎么忍受苦难呢?
By the grace of the Lord Jesus.
藉着主耶稣基督的恩典来忍受苦难。
We couldn't endure the hardness if he didn't promise to help us and then fulfill that promise as we continue to live.
所以呢我们如果神呢没有给我们那样的应许他没有应许要一直给我们我们就忍受不了那样的苦难。
And then Paul says in verse 4 in Timothy, you just do it because you know you want to please the Lord Jesus Christ.
所以第四节呢，使徒保罗跟那提摩太，提摩太你就这么去做，因为你知道你要让主耶稣基督喜悦。
So, the Christian is supposed to live like a soldier.
所以呢，基督徒呢，应该活得像一个战士。
But verse 5 says, similarly, if anyone competes as an athlete, he does not receive the victor's crown unless he competes according to the rules.
所以第五节说人若在场上比武非按规矩就不能得冠冕。
So the Christian is supposed to be a soldier, but he's supposed to be a good athlete.
所以呢，基督徒呢应该是一个战士，同样呢，他应该是一个好的运动员。
Now the question, of course, is how does an athlete compete? What's behind an athlete's competition?
所以呢，问题是呢，那运动员呢怎么比赛？在比赛后面有什么样的规则呢？
He says, I want to win.
他说我想赢。
There's no good going to the Olympics if you really don't want to win.
所以呢，如果你去参加奥运会，你不想赢，那没有任何的意义。
There's no point in even training as an athlete unless you want to win.
所以呢，如果你不想赢，作为去训练你，你作为运动员的训练也毫无意义。
But it's interesting, a soldier, when he is on the battlefield, he has a deep zeal for winning.
所以呢，非常有趣的呢，战士，他在战场上呢，他极其的就是想赢。
If he doesn't win, he's going to get killed.
如果他不赢呢，他会被杀掉。
An athlete has a deep zeal for winning. If he doesn't win, he's going to lose.
所以呢，运动员呢，同样有极大的热情要去赢。如果他不赢呢，他就会输。
He's going to say, I spent all those years in rigorous training and all I did was lose.
所以他会说呢，我花了那么几年的时间做了那么艰苦的训练，但是我却输了。
Now the Christian isn't going to lose, Jesus guarantees that, but he wants us to win, and that means we've got to start fighting like a soldier, and training and running like an athlete.
所以实际上呢，基督徒他是不会输的，因为主耶稣基督已经应许了我们，但是呢，我们要像一个战士那样去战斗，也要像一个运动员那样去比赛。
And the great problem that athletes often have is that they don't compete according to the rules.
所以呢，这个运动员他们通常最大的问题呢，就是他们不按规则去比赛。
And so it's very embarrassing when someone says, you went to the Olympics, did you win? And you say, no, I was disqualified, they caught me cheating.
实际上呢，在这样来说，一个人是非常尴尬的。你问他说：“你赢了这个奥林匹克的比赛吗？”他说：“没有，但是是因为我犯规了，所以我没有资格去参加比赛，他们把我踢出来了。”
So that would be very, very bad indeed. So the Christian has got to make sure that he obeys all the rules.
所以这个呢是非常非常糟的一个情况。所以呢，基督徒呢应该确保他。就是遵守所有的规则。
Now I heard about a businessman in the United States who is in charge of hiring people to work in his company.
所以我听到一个在美国的一个公司的一个人呢，他的工作呢就是来招聘人员去他们公司工作。
He had a very simple rule relating to those that he was going to hire.
所以他有一个非常简单的规则，就是对那些他准备要雇佣的人。
He said, I won't hire anybody who has not played athletics in university at the university level.
所以呢，他说我不会去雇佣那些任何在大学里没有参加过运动员训练的那样的人。
And his argument was simple. He said, there's no point in filling my company with people who don't want to win. I want a competitive zeal. I want them to want to win. And if they do, they'll work wisely. If not, they might not even work at all.
就是说如果说去雇佣那些来公司他不愿意没有那样的热情去竞赛的那人不想去赢的人所以呢他就是说要雇佣的这样的人他们有这样的热情要去赢。
And so we're in the greatest competition that the world has ever known. We are fighting battles for Jesus, but by the grace of God, we are going to win the race for Jesus as well.
所以实际上呢，我们在一个极大的一个竞争的这样的一个世界里，我们要为主耶稣基督去战斗，因为我们一定会赢。
And then verse 6 picks up another comparison.
所以呢，第六节呢，做了另外一个比较。
It says, the hard-working farmer should be the first to receive a share of the crops.
所以今天就是劳力的农夫理当先得粮食。
So, now we're talking about a farmer. The Christian is like a soldier, he's like an athlete, he's like a farmer.
所以现在我们谈到了农民。基督徒呢首先呢他像一个战士第二呢像一个运动员第三呢他像一个农民。
Now, one of the joys of being a farmer is that when the crops come in, the farmer is the first to eat them.
所以呢对农民来说他们最大的喜乐当收获的时候呢他们是首先尝那个果实的人。
So, Jeet Bhatti was telling me the other day,that he sold his blueberry farm.
所以有一天呢那个记者呢告诉他呢他把他的那个蓝莓农场给卖了。
But a couple of weeks ago, he decided he wanted to eat some blueberries.
所以几个星期之前呢他想吃点蓝莓。
So he went out to the Fraser Valley and he bought a couple of buckets of blueberries.
然后呢他到了飞沙谷然后买了几盒那个蓝莓。
And he and his wife came home and they said, you know, these blueberries aren't very good. The blueberries we used to sell, they were really good blueberries. These that we bought, they're not very good.
所以他们回家以后他们说呢你看这个蓝莓一点都不好吃。我们通常呢是我们自己种的那个蓝莓呢那是最好吃的蓝莓。
And so one of the reasons why he grew good blueberries was that he liked to eat them himself. And the ones that he ate himself were the very best of the very best. He said, I like them better.
所以实际上呢他们去种蓝莓的那个一个原因呢是他们喜欢吃蓝莓。他们所种的那个蓝莓呢是他们吃过的蓝莓中最好吃的一种蓝莓。
So the Christian is like a good soldier, and the Christian is like a good athlete, and the Christian is like a good farmer.
所以基督徒呢是像一个好的战士，也像是一个好的运动员，也像是一个好的农民。
All right, and then he goes on in verse 7. He says, Now Timothy, I want you to think on, to reflect on what I'm saying.The Lord will give you insight into all this.
所以实际上第七节说呢，提摩太，我所说的话你要思想，因为凡事主必给你聪明。
All right, what's all this say?
这里讲的是什么呢？
Well, it says going back to verse 1, if you're strong in the grace that is in Christ Jesus, three things will happen.
因为这回到第一节说如果你一直留在主耶稣基督的恩典里刚强起来有三件事会在你身上发生。
Number one, you'll win the battle and you will please him who's a soldier.
第一呢，你会赢得这场战斗，然后你让主喜悦。
And so it'll be wonderful because when you get older, your children will say, what did you do in the war, Daddy? And you can say, I did this, I did this. And your sons and your daughters will say, wow, Daddy, you're a good, how did you win, Daddy? And you will say, Jesus, help me.
所以这是一件非常好的事。如果你老了以后，你的孩子、你的儿子或者女儿问你说：“爸爸，你在这场战争中你做了什么？”你说：“我做了什么，做了什么。”然后他说：“你怎么去赢得的那场战斗呢？战争呢？”你说：“主耶稣基督的恩典帮助我。”
So if you're a soldier and you're resting on the grace of God, when it's over, you're going to have marvelous victory in your life.
所以如果你是一个战士，你依靠主耶稣基督的恩典，你会赢得一个，在你的人生中赢得一个神奇的胜利。
But you're going to have the same joy that an athlete will have. And when life is over, you'll be able to say, I ran in that race and I won.
你同样的有一个运动员那样的喜悦，因为你说呢，当我还是个运动员的时候呢，我参加的那场比赛，我赢了。
Frankly, it's very exciting to be able to tell the story at the end of which you say, and I won the race.
所以呢，这是非常奇妙的。如果你说在结束的时候，你跟别人讲，你说我赢得了这场比赛。
And the third thing is, if you work as a diligent farmer, when you're finished, you're going to have a life of really good food.
所以实际上呢，第三件事呢，如果你是像一个非常勤奋的农民去工作，那么在你人生的终点呢，你会说我吃到了很美的果实。
What does the Christian get at the end of the Christian life?That which will satisfy him from what he did and how he won.
实际上呢，这一个基督徒他的人生终结的时候，什么会让他喜悦呢？是因为他怎么样去做到的，他怎么样赢的。
So some people sometimes ask me, and they say, all right, Harold, what did you do when you were a boy?
有些人呢，他问我一个问题说，那么Harold, 当你是个小男孩的时候，你做了什么？
And so I tell a few stories about how I was able to serve the Lord Jesus. And I won.
所以我就告诉他几个故事，这个故事中我怎么样去服侍主，然后我赢了。
What did you do in your 20s and in your 30s?
那么你在20到34之间你做了什么？
And I can tell you some stories about how I was strong in spite of my weakness. I was strong in the grace in our Lord Jesus Christ. And I was well fed. And I got some good things in those days, all because of the goodness of the Lord Jesus.
所以我会告诉他，在我人生在那个时候我虚弱的时候，我在主耶稣基督的恩典里刚强起来，在那个时候呢，我得到了极好的喂养，所以呢，我就能够得到体会到很多主耶稣基督的美善。
What happened when the battle got tough and I had to stand alone for the Lord Jesus? What happened? The answer is the Lord Jesus was with me.And we won the battle.
所以呢，如果说是战斗变得非常艰难的时候，我必须自己独当一面的时候怎么办呢？因为主耶稣基督和我同在，所以呢，我就赢得了那场战争。
I expect when I get to heaven that the Lord Jesus Christ is going to smile and he's going to say, Harold, thank you. Do you remember that battle that we fought and won?
所以呢，我当我去了天堂的时候，我希望是这样的：主耶稣基督微笑着对我说：“艾尔登， 你记得那一场战争我们一起赢的那场战争吗？
And I'm going to say, and he's going to say, it was good. Well done. Good and faithful servant.
他说是，是的，那个非常好，你干得漂亮，一个忠，你这个忠实的仆人。
Timothy, is it going to be easy?
提摩太，也是这个会变得容易。
Verse 3 says, no, Timothy, you must endure hardness.
所以呢，第六节呢，他说提摩太呢，你必须先要甘心受苦。
But is it going to be worth it?
但是呢，他也值得的。
And the answer is yes.
答案呢是是的，是值得。
And there's a piece of music that we often sing in English. I don't know how it translates to Chinese, but in English, I'm going to tell you just a few of its words.
所以呢，有一首英文歌，我们是这样唱的，他不知道怎么样去翻译成中文，但是呢，他要告诉大家几段几节歌词。
The chorus goes like this. It will be worth it all when we see Jesus.
所以呢，那个副歌是这样说的，当我们看见主耶稣基督的时候，一切都是值得的。
It will be worth it all when we see Christ.
当我们看见呢主耶稣基督的时候呢，所有的这一切同样是值得的。
One glimpse of his dear face, all sorrow will erase.
所以呢，只是看一眼，看一眼，瞥一眼他所做的，我们所有的痛苦、苦难都会被抹去。
So boldly run the race.
所以大胆地去参加那个比赛。
Till we see Christ.
直到我们看见主耶稣基督。
All right, so Timothy, don't be discouraged. Don't give up. Keep going, Timothy. It's going to be worth it all when you see Jesus.
所以呢，提摩太呢，你不要放弃，不要放弃，要坚持，坚持下去。当你见主耶稣基督的那一刻，你知道一切的都是值得的。
And then to encourage Timothy, Paul keeps on going. Verse 8.
所以呢，在那个使徒保罗继续呢，鼓励那个提摩太第八节。
He says, remember Jesus Christ, raised from the dead, descended from David. This is my gospel for which I am suffering even to the point of death, being chained like a criminal.
因为第八节第九节是这样说的，要记得，要纪念耶稣基督乃是大卫的后裔，他从死里复活，正合乎我所传的福音。我为这福音受苦难，甚至被捆绑，像犯人一样。
Remember Jesus Christ, he's the son of David, but Jesus Christ was raised from the dead.
大家记住那个主耶稣基督呢是大卫的后裔，但是呢主耶稣基督是从死里复活了。
At that point, David hadn't been raised yet, but Jesus had been raised.
从这点上呢，大卫还没有从死里复活，但主耶稣基督是从死里复活了。
Alright, he's saying, now just remember, Jesus was raised according to my gospel. And he said, I'm suffering because Jesus was suffering, but Jesus has been raised, and so I'm going to be raised.
其实在这里呢，你要记得，这正符合主耶稣死里复活，正符合我所传的福音。所以呢，主耶稣受苦难，所以我也受苦难。那么主耶稣呢复活了，我也要被复活。
Now, the problem is that people didn't like Paul's ministry. They didn't like what he said, so they put him into prison, and they actually put him into chains.
所以实际上呢，当时的人呢，他们不喜欢保罗所传的，他们不喜欢保罗，所以呢，实际上呢，他们把他捆绑起来，把他放在监狱里去。
And frankly, that's not terribly pleasant. I have never been anything like chained.
所以呢，坦率的说呢，不舒服，我从来没有被捆绑过。
But it would be very painful, very shameful. I wouldn't like it at all.
但是呢，一定会非常的痛苦，一定非常的羞辱，所以我不想要呢。
But Paul goes on and reminds Timothy that even if the preacher is chained, the word of God is not chained.
所以呢，使徒保罗告诉他们，但是就算那个传神的福音的人被捆绑起来，神的话就不会被捆绑。
That's very exciting as well, because you can shut the preacher up, but you can't shut the Bible up.
所以这呢是非常令人兴奋的。你可以让那个传道的人闭嘴，但是你不可以让圣经不说话。
And people would say, whatever happened to that crazy preacher?
所以人们都会说呢，那个疯了的那个传道人在他身上发生了什么？
And somebody would say, ah,、oh, he's gone to prison.
所以呢，有些人说他呢被投入监狱了。
And then they would say, that's strange, why did he go to prison?
我说这很奇怪，为什么他们会把他投到监狱里去呢？
And the people would start talking about the truth of God as to why he went to prison.
那人们就开始讨论那个神的道，就是说这个神的道就是为什么他会被投入监狱。
They would say, well, why did he go to prison? And someone would say, well, he went to prison because he was preaching Jesus.
有些人说，那为什么他会进监狱呢？他们说他进监狱是因为他传主耶稣基督的道。
And you can imagine the conversation going on, something like, well, what's wrong with preaching Jesus?
因为你会去这么去想象这个谈话像这样继续。说传主耶稣基督的道有什么错呢？
And then someone would start to explain what Jesus was preaching and saying it was bad.
所以呢有些人呢就是说开始说主耶稣讲的是什么，但他并不是太糟糕。
And the other one would say, well, it's not that bad.
如果有些人说并不是那么糟糕的话呢？
And by the time the conversation was over, they had all been preaching about Jesus.
所以在他们谈话结束的时候呢，这所有的人呢，他们却一直在传主耶稣基督的道。
And so the preacher was chained, but the truth of God was not chained.
所以传道的人被捆绑嘛，但是神的道却没有被捆绑。
And I have told you the story about the man who lived in Siberia many years ago, maybe 70 years ago.
现在我就告诉一个人，他活在那个 Siberia 的一个16或者17年前这样一个人的故事。
And he heard that people said that the truth of the Bible was not good and he shouldn't pay any attention to it.
所以呢有些人告诉他呢说那个圣经里的故事呢就是都不怎么好，所以你不要去把注意力放在上面。
And he just asked himself the question, well, what would have been bad about what he said?
所以呢他就问他自己一个问题，如果说圣经里讲的东西它是怎样的不好呢？
So he went to, I think they called it a religious dictionary in Russia, but he went to the documents that argued about how bad the Bible was.
因为他就去查那些我认为他查的是一个叫宗教的字典，它里面讲的所有的就是说圣经里讲的东西有多么的不好。
But in order to prove that the Bible was wrong, these people had to quote it. So they would quote a Bible verse here and a Bible verse there. And this fellow said, I'm just going to take a list of all the Bible verses that they quote.
所以呢他们那些人呢他们为了证明圣经的不好了，他们必须引用圣经里的经文。所以这个去查的人呢，他说我就把他们所有引用的那些圣经的经文都抄下来。
So he quoted, or sorry, he copied out a long list of verses that came from the Bible, and then he read them over. And then he became a Christian.
所以呢，他就把那个长的一个清单上列下来的圣经上的经文呢，他读了以后呢，他成为了一个基督徒。
The word of God is not bound. God is going to get His word out one way or another. Timothy, God will get His word out from you. You'd better cooperate with us. You don't want to do what's wrong, Timothy.
所以呢，神的道不会被捆绑。所以呢，提摩太就是说，神会以这样的方式、那样的方式，让神的话传出来。所以呢，提摩太，你继续传神的道。
So Paul says, Timothy, you don't worry about the chains. Don't worry whether they put you in prison. Don't worry if you are going to have to say you can't go anymore. But verse 10 says, endure everything for the sake of the elect, that they too may obtain the salvation that is in Christ Jesus with eternal glory.
所以呢，使徒保罗跟提摩太说，提摩太你不要担心，不要担心你被捆绑，不要担心你在监狱里，不要担心你不能出去，神的道是不会被捆绑。第十节说，所以我为显明凡事人呢，叫他们也可以得着那在基督耶稣里的救恩和永远的荣耀。
Timothy, just remember, God's word is going to go out. You want to be on the winning side. And if you are, many people will find Jesus and you will get eternal glory.
所以提摩太呢，你不要担心，不要担心神的道会传出去的。你如果要站在赢的这一边，那么很多人呢，你要忍耐这些很多事，很多人如果他们都找到了主耶稣基督的话呢，你就会在永恒里得到荣耀。
So he's saying now, Timothy, don't just sit there. You think about this very deeply. Remember what you're involved in. These are the vital issues of life and meaning and purpose or death. And sorrow and loss. You get one or the other, Timothy. Don't be foolish.
实际上呢，他跟提摩太说，提摩太不要不作为，你要出去传神的道，你要把神的道传出去，不管这生命人生中有多少致命的痛苦，多少多多少那样的苦难，最终呢，你就会赢的。
And then he says over the next few verses, he says,These are truthful sayings. Take the Christian life, try to summarize it. These are truthful sayings. And he's got four truthful sayings.
所以第十一节说呢，他说，这话是可信的。这可信的这个话呢，他把他前面的做了一个总结，然后他说有四件事，四句话是可信的。
The first is, if we died with him, we will also live with him.
第一句话可信的是，我们若与基督同死，也必与他同活。
Now, the world can't understand that.
这个世界理解不了这些。
But we understand it because Jesus Christ is the author of eternal life.
所以呢，我们能理解这个，我们知道主耶稣基督呢，他是永生的源头。
And there's a sense in which Paul died with him, but lived with him.
所以呢，就是使徒保罗，跟主耶稣同死，他也和他同活。
There's a sense in which Peter died with him and lived with him.
所以彼得呢，同样与主耶稣基督同死，也与他同活。
But the Christian life is not always just easy. It is always important. It is always good and right and blessed. But it's not always easy. Keep on believing. Keep on serving.
但基督徒呢，基督徒的人生并不是就是说一直就是那么容易，也并不是说也一直那么重要，也并不是说一直就那么一帆风顺，所以呢，你要保持前行。
Now the second one is If we endure, we will reign with him.
第二个呢，就是我们若能忍耐，也必和他一同作王。
It's hard to endure, but the reward for enduring is reigning. The one who endures is the one who gets to be the boss.
所以我们很难忍受苦难，但是对忍受苦难的奖赏呢，就是和他一同作王，你将来就会做老板。
Then he goes on and talks about the opposite. He says, if we disown him, he will disown us.
然后呢，就做往相反的方向说，说我们若不认识他呢，他也不认识我们。
Now that's very, very difficult because sometimes it's awfully hard to own him.
所以呢，这是非常非常的困难的，因为有时候呢是非常难去荣耀他的。
Peter, are you one of his disciples? They said. Peter said, "No, no, no, I'm not. I disown that man."
所以呢，实际上呢，彼得。人家问彼得说，你是他们之间中间的一个门徒吗？彼得说，不不不，我从来不认识他。
And the Lord Jesus had to let Peter go. He only went, he was away for a few days, but it was a terrible loss. Peter, don't disown the Lord.
因为主耶稣基督呢必须离开彼得几天，所以呢对彼得呢说是非常艰难的，彼得，你不要不认主。
Now, if Peter had never trusted the Lord as his Savior, the Lord would have had to say to him, after death, Peter, I never knew you.
如果彼得呢，他不认主的话呢，在死后呢，主会跟彼得说，彼得，我从来不认识你。
Peter only very temporarily disowned the Lord.But many people have disowned him all their lives.
彼得呢，只是在很短的时间内不认主，但是呢，很多其他的人所在他们的整个人生里都不认主。
And then the last one says, if we are faithless, he will remain faithful. He cannot disown himself.
所以最后一条呢，是我们纵然失信。他仍是可信的，因为他不能背乎自己。
And a lot of people say, you know, I don't believe in God.
很多人说呢，我不相信神。
And God doesn't say, oh, well, so-and-so doesn't believe me, therefore I just won't, I'll just pretend that I don't exist.
所以呢，神他不会这么说，说哦，有些人他不认我，所以呢，我不能假装我存在。
God doesn't say, you don't believe me, I won't believe. You don't believe me, I won't do what's right. God says, I will do what's right. Whether you believe me or whether you don't believe me, I will continue to do what is right.
所以呢，神不会说你不信我，我也不信，所以我也不做正确的事。但是呢，就算你不信我，不管你信我还是不信我，我会继续去做正确的事，我会继续去信。
So God doesn't change the rules for people who won't believe him.
所以神不会为那些不信他的人改变规则。
And he doesn't say, I will only enforce the rules on people who do believe me.
所以呢，他不会说呢，我只是会把这些规则加在那些信我的人的身上。
God is always faithful. He will always do what is right.He cannot disown himself. He cannot say, I will go back on my word.
所以实际上呢，神呢，他就是可信的。他呢，他永远不，他永远会去做他认为正确的事儿。他永远不会说不能否认自己。他不会说啊，因为你们不信，所以我就要否认自己。
So we've got to remember, God will always keep his promises.
所以我们大家要记住，神呢，他一直会持守他的应许。
And he will always fulfill his warnings and his judgments.
所以神呢一定会实施他的警告和审判。
So that's basically Paul's foundational presentation to them.
所以呢这就是基本的呢使得保罗给他们立的一个基础。
Now he's saying, Timothy, you know all this. I'm just reminding you of all this so that your foundation will be strong.
所以呢使得保罗给提摩太提摩太你们都知道这些所以呢我给你一个基石这样的话呢你的基石就会变得牢固。
So what you do then, Timothy, is you keep reminding all the people of these things. Warn them before God against quarreling about words. That's of no value and only ruins those who listen.
所以提摩太呢你要怎么做呢你要使众人回想这些事儿，在主面前嘱咐他们不可为言语争辩这是没有益处的只能败坏听见的人。
So Timothy, keep on reminding the people about these words.
所以提摩太呢你一直要让这些人回想这些事儿。
So if you were to go to Ephesus or wherever Timothy was, and you were to say, where is Timothy and what is he doing?
所以如果你去以弗所或者不管是提摩太在哪个城市你就会问人家说提摩太现在在做什么呢
And people would say to him, well, Timothy's over there.
他们会说提摩太就在那里。
And then you'd go over there to see what he was doing, and you would find that most of the time, he was either praying or preaching.
所以呢你在那里你找到提摩太以后呢在大多数的时候你会发现他或者是在祷告或者是在讲道。
Keep reminding them of these things, Timothy. Keep your mouth open.
所以呢一直要让众人来回想这些事提醒他们让你的嘴一直保持说话。
So you ask somebody and you say, what is that woman doing?
所以呢你就会问这样的问题那个女人在做什么
And, you say, well, she's actually over there. She's looking after her children.
所以他会说呢那个女人就在那里她在照顾她的孩子们。
Oh, you say, that's very interesting. How much time does she spend looking after her children?
你说这个太有趣了。那这个女人花了多少时间来照顾她的孩子们呢
And the man says, oh, probably 20 minutes a day.
那个人说哦，大概20分钟一天。
Is that how long you spend looking after your children?
这是你花的时间来照顾你的孩子们。
You say, of course not. I'm looking after my children. I'm looking after my children all the time.
那你说当然不是呢。我照顾我的孩子，我所有的时间都在照顾我的孩子。
And I'm helping them, or I'm watching them, or I'm teaching them, or I'm just quietly seeing them over there. But I'm always looking after my children.
那实际上我在那里照顾他们，我教导他们，我甚至就是安安静静坐着。看着他们，所以我一直在看顾着我的孩子们。
So, Paul is saying, Timothy, if the mother is always looking after her children, Timothy, you be always looking after the Christians. You remind them of these things.
所以实际上呢，圣保罗跟他们说，提摩太，如果一个妈妈花所有的时间来照顾孩子的话你就要花所有的时间照顾这些基督徒们你要时刻使他们回想这些事儿。
Now if you were to walk into Philippi when Paul was in Philippi and somebody says Paul is over there you would say I wonder what he's talking about what do you think he was talking about
实际上呢如果你去腓立比呢你看见你说保罗在哪里他们说保罗在那里你说呢我想知道保罗在说什么但是你认为保罗在说什么
And the man would say, well, he's talking about what he's always talking about Jesus.
那个人说呢这个使徒保罗总是永远是在谈论主耶稣基督。
And I told you about a conversation that I had with my friend several years ago. We went to university together.
因为我告诉了大家，我和我的一个朋友在几年前我们的一场谈话，我们一起去了大学。
And then I moved to Vancouver and he moved to Florida.
然后呢，我搬到了温哥华，他搬到了佛罗里达。
So we don't get together very often.
所以我们呢，通常呢，不会像很少相聚。
But when we get together, we always talk about Jesus.
当我们碰面的时候呢，我们一直就是在谈论主耶稣基督。
He said to me, Harold, you know, you're the only one, you're the only friend I've got who is always talking to me about Jesus.
所以他跟我说呢， Harold, 你知道吗？你是那个唯一的一个我的朋友中间一直跟我谈论主耶稣基督的人。
How disappointing. He's got lots of other really good friends, but they don't always talk about Jesus.
这点非常令人失望。他有很多的好朋友，但是他们却不是一直就谈论着主耶稣。
Timothy was always talking about Jesus. Sorry, Paul was always talking about Jesus. Timothy, make sure you're always talking about Jesus too.
所以呢，使徒保罗那是一直谈论主耶稣基督的那个人。提摩太，要确保你也是那个一直谈论主耶稣基督的人。
Then he goes on and he says, you warn the other people to do that too. Warn them against quarreling about words. It's of no value. It only ruins those who listen. Don't be talking about words. Keep on talking about Jesus.
那他同样呢，他去警告那些人，警告他们呢，不可为言语争辩。然后就讲那些没有益处的，要一直谈论主耶稣基督。
Then verse 15 says, do your best to present yourself to God as one who is approved, a workman who does not be ashamed, but who correctly handles the word of truth.
第十五节呢，继续说呢，你当竭力在神面前得蒙喜悦。做无愧的工人，按着正义分解真理的道。
So, the picture is the picture of a workman who presents himself to God.
所以这里呢是一个画面，是一个画面，一个工人呢，他竭力在神的面前蒙喜悦。
So if I were a plumber, I would go to the boss on Monday morning and I would say, boss, here I am. What do you want me to do today?
如果我是个水管工，我在星期一早上，我会到我的老板面前是说，老板，我来了，今天你要我做什么工作？
And he might say to me, well, Harold,There's a woman there who's got a plugged sink. You go over there and you remove the plug in her sink for her. You get her sink flowing again.
实际上呢，他会说呢，哈尔德，那里有一个妇女，她家里那个水池子堵了，你去把那个水池子给她弄通了，让水池子开始工作。
And so I could say to the boss, well, I guess I could do that, boss, but you know, I left all my tools at home today.
所以我就会跟我老板说，说老板呢，你知道我完全没问题做那个，但是我就把工具都忘在家里。
And the boss would say, well, what, you left your tools at home, it wasn't today a work day, shouldn't you bring your tools with you in the trunk of your car so that you can help somebody?Why didn't you bring your tools?
现在那个老板就说啊，你怎么把你的工具忘在家里呢？你知道今天就是上班的天吗？你在上班的时间，你不应该把你的工具放在你的车的后备箱里，你带来，你用那些工具是帮助别人吗？难道你不知道这些吗？
And I could say, well, I was going to, boss, but actually I got up a little late this morning and I had to have breakfast. And so I just had to run out the door and I forgot to put the tools in the trunk.
你说呢？啊，是老板，是的，我是整个那么做的。那今天早上呢，我就起晚了，我都刷牙，我都吃早饭，然后呢，要迟到了，我就赶紧跑出来，跑出来进了车子之后，我就忘了把工具放在车后备箱里了。
And so he would say, oh, well, all right, why don't you go over there and help the other crew? They are installing a new hot water tank. And so you go over there and help them put the hot water tank in.
所以呢，老板就会说，那要是这样的话，你为什么不去帮助其他的另外一组人呢？另外一组人呢，正在安装一个热水箱，你去帮助他们把那个热水箱安装好。
And I could say to him, well, boss, I'd like to do that, but actually, I don't know much about hot water tanks.
所以呢，我就跟老板说，老板，那我非常乐意去做，但是我就不懂。那个热水箱怎么装?
And he would say, well, didn't you study about hot water tanks in the course?
所以他说你在你的训练课程中学过怎么样去安装这个热水箱吗?
And I could say, well, yes, but I failed that part of the course. I didn't really pass that part. I'm pretty good at leaky pipes, but I'm not very good at hot water tanks.
所以我说是我是在我的课程中学过。但是我却没及格，不及格，我没通过那个课程。但是呢，我擅长的是呢，去修补那些漏的水管。
And what do you think the boss would say?
你认为老板会怎么说?
He'd say, Harold, why don't you take the rest of the day off?
所以他说 ,Harold, 为什么你不在今天休息一下?
He'd probably say, Harold, you can take the rest of the week off, and the rest of the month off, and the rest of the year off, because you're fired.
所以他会说呢，你这今天休息，这整个星期也休息，下个月也休息，以后所有的时间休息，你别炒鱿鱼了。
Now, that's the opposite of what Paul wants for Timothy. And so in verse 15, he says, Timothy, do your best to present yourself to God as one who is approved.
所以这就是刚才讲的，这是使徒保罗警告的提摩太的那个反面的例子。第十五节说呢，你当竭力在神面前蒙喜悦，做无愧的工人，按照正义分解真理的道。
Make sure, Timothy, that you're a workman who does not need to be ashamed and who correctly handles the word of truth. Make sure that you pass the course.Make sure that you come prepared. Present yourself before God as a workman who is ready to be assigned a job.
因为实际上呢，他说提摩太呢，你要做无愧的工人，按照正义分解真理的道。你要去学习，你要去通过那个课程，通过那个考试。当你出现的时候，在神面前出现的时候呢？你要是作为一个无愧的工人来出现。
And so Ron Edgecombe has told us recently that when he gets out of bed in the morning, he usually says, Lord, would you please use me today?
所以呢，那个叫 Ron Edgecombe 的一个弟兄呢，他每天早上从床上起来的时候呢，他就会说，主啊，求你今天使用我。
And so if the Lord says, well, I want you to do this, Ron, I want you to go there, he says, all right, Lord, I will do this, I will go there.
所以呢，那个主就跟Ron Edgecombe说，好吧，那你今天去做这件事，去做那件事。那个Ron Edgecombe说，好吧，主啊，我去做。
But he can only do that because he was prepared ahead of time. He spent some time in the night reading and praying. He spent a lifetime preparing so that when God said, I would like you to go and fix that, he would say, thank you. I've got the tools and I know how, and Jesus will help me because I am strong in his grace.
所以呢，他 只能唯一能够去做的 Randico 唯一能够去做的是他在昨天晚上他做了足够的充分的准备，他祷告了，或者在他人生里他所有的时间都在为这一刻准备，然后主跟他说的时候，他说主啊，我愿意去做，我能够去做，能够去解决那个问题，因为我有工具，我有那个，我知道怎么去做。所以呢，主耶稣基督的恩典呢也和我在一起，主耶稣基督会帮助我去完成要做的事。
Now he says in verse 16, avoid godless chatter, because those who indulge in it will become more and more ungodly.
第十六节说要远避世俗的虚谈，因为这等人必进到更不敬虔的地步。
So, you know the plumber, don't you? Who goes to the house to fix the pipe?
所以你知道那些水管工，他们在房子里就是修那些水管。
And when he gets to the house, he sees some golf clubs in the house, and he says to the man of the house, "Do you play golf?"
然后呢，他进到一间房间里，他看见里面有一个那个打高尔夫的一套工具，他就说，我跟那个主人说，你打高尔夫吗？
And the man says, well, I do, actually. And so the plumber spends the next hour and a half talking to the man of the house about golf.
所以呢，那个主人说，是是，我是打高尔夫的。然后那个人呢，那个水管工开始花了半个小时跟那个主人一直谈论高尔夫。
And finally he gets around to fixing the leaky pipe. And he goes back to the office at 2 o'clock in the afternoon. And the boss says, what took you so long?
然后最后呢，他就去把那个水管修好了。然后他就下午两点就回到了办公室。他的老板就说，你为什么花了这么长时间去修那个水管呢？
And the man says, well, we were talking about golf. We had a good conversation and we spent a lot of time talking about golf. And what's the boss say?
那个水管工就说，哦，我们花了很长时间来谈论高尔夫，我们有一个很愉快的关于高尔夫的交谈。所以呢，你认为老板听后会怎么回答他？
And the boss says, I've got good news for you. You can play golf tomorrow too, because you don't have any job here anymore. If you're not going to work, you don't get a job. So you go play golf and you just won't get any money.
你老板就说呢，我有好消息给你，你明天早上就可以去打高尔夫了。如果你作为一个工人，你不工作，那你没必要在这里工作了，你就花时间打高尔夫去。
That's just a very poor illustration, but verse 16 says, avoid godless chatter. Timothy, your job is to tell people about Jesus. Stop telling other people about other things.
所以刚才那个例子呢，不是一个很好的例子。第十六节说，要远避世俗的虚谈。所以使徒保罗跟提摩太说，提摩太，你一直要谈论主耶稣基督，不要谈那些世俗的虚谈。
Because he says at the end of verse 16, those who indulge in this godless chatter will become more and more ungodly. If all of the Christian talks about is ungodly chatter, then the people will say his Christianity isn't that important.
实际上呢，第十六节后半部分说，因为这些人必进到那些更不敬虔的地步。如果所有的基督徒呢，他们在一起的时候都是谈这些世俗的虚谈，而不谈主耶稣基督的话，人们会说啊，这些人他们在对待基督来说并不是认真。
Some people will say of us, and I include myself. Some people will say of us.If Jesus is that important, why didn't you tell me?
所以呢，很多人，包括我自己在内，他们会说呢，如果主耶稣基督在你的人生中是那么重要的话，你为什么不告诉我呢？
If hell is that bad, why didn't you warn me?
如果地狱有那么糟糕的话，你为什么不警告我？
Timothy? Timothy may say, well, I was afraid. Timothy may say, I had some tears. I didn't feel very good. And the Lord says, I'm aware of your fears and your tears. Timothy, you keep teaching the truth of God.
所以提问太可能会说为什么不说呢因为我害怕因为我有生活中充满了眼泪所以我的人生并不好所以呢使徒保罗跟提摩太说你不要担心这些提摩太呢你记着神的恩典一直保持要谈论我们的主耶稣传神的道。
Then he goes on in verse, 16. He says, now Timothy, you avoid godless chatter. We've done that. Verse 17. Their teaching will spread like gangrene.
所以呢第十七节他们就开始说呢他们的话如同毒疮一样。
Now, gangrene is a very terrible disease.
所以毒疮呢是一个非常严重的疾病。
I'm not sure of all the precise definitions and characteristics of gangrene, but among other things, it is a very painful disease that affects the extremities and sometimes its only cure is to cut it off.
所以实际上我对毒疮呢并不是了解很了解但是呢我知道呢毒疮呢它是一个非常严重的疾病它会那个蔓延会越来越大然后唯一的解决办法呢就是把那个毒疮给割掉弯掉。
Sometimes in the war, soldiers got gangrene in their feet.
所以有时候呢，在战争中，那些战士们，他们脚上长了毒疮。
And they had to have their feet amputated.
所以呢，他们就必须把他们的脚给剁掉。
And people who spend all their time talking about things other than the Lord Jesus, they don't get the blood into the right area of the body. Just as, how can I say it? They don't get the truth of God into the life just as blood doesn't get properly into the feet of those with gangrene.
所以实际上呢这些人呢他们就是一直在谈那个世俗的虚谈他们不谈主耶稣基督所以他们呢神的真理呢就没有到他们的人生里面去就像那个血液不能正常的流到那些脚上长毒疮的那些战士的脚上。
People have got to keep telling others about the Lord Jesus or the other people will be ignorant and they will not even think Jesus is important.
所以呢我们要一直保持着告诉别人我们的主耶稣基督如果不这样的话他们那些人呢他们甚至会慢慢的认为主耶稣基督并没有那么重要。
And those people could become so sick that the only cure is to cut off the individual or the disease. It's very bad. Don't stop teaching people about Jesus.
所以那些人呢他们会变得越来越虚弱越来越病得严重然后呢他们就会像毒疮那样被割掉所以呢不要停止去教导别人去告诉别人主耶稣基督。
All right, now, these are very strong warnings.They're telling Timothy, Timothy, you've got the message. Keep telling people. Just tell them.
所以这是非常非常重要的一个警告。所以呢，使徒保罗给提摩太，提摩太，你有非常重要的信息要告诉别人，要保持告诉别人。
There was a man who lived a long time ago, probably died 100 years ago, more than that. 120, 130 years ago. And, go ahead.
一个人呢，他在很长时间以前，他可能是100或者120、130年前，他就死了。
He wanted to keep telling about Jesus, but he didn't know what to say.
他想要告诉别人，我们的主耶稣基督，但他不知道怎么去说。
But just about everywhere he went when he met people, he said, "Oh, by the way, where will you spend eternity?"
因为他就到处去走，到处去说，他就看见一个人，他就说啊，顺便说一下，你的永恒你准备在哪里？
And very often people would say, "Well, I don't really care," and walk away.
所以通常呢，有些人说我根本就不关心这个，然后就走了。
And other people might say something else.But all he did, he just kept on asking the simple question, where will you spend eternity?
所以呢，有些人呢，不管人家的态度怎么样，这个人呢，就继续保持，不管碰到谁都是同样一个问题，你的永恒，你准备在哪里度过？
Just a very simple line, a very simple question, but he continued to put the truth of God before people, and many people became Christians.
所以这是一个非常简单的一句话，也是非常简单的一个问题。所以他呢，坚持不懈地把这个呈现在人们面前。所以呢，很多人听到这个问题以后呢，很多人都成为了基督徒。
All right, now verse 17 says that there were two people who didn't speak about the Lord Jesus the way they should have.
第七节呢说呢，其实有两个人，他们就是没有像这样一直着去告诉别人我们的主耶稣基督。
It says, among these people are Hymenaeus and Philetus, who have wandered away from the truth.
实际上这里讲的说，其中有徐米乃和腓米图，他们偏离了真道。
Now,I'm not sure. I used to know the precise meaning of those words, and I just don't know whether I've got them in my Bible now. The first word, Hymenaeus, relates to, things that are not morally pure.
所以呢，实际上呢，那个他现在找到圣经，他通常他知道这两个人的名字是什么意思，但是这个徐米乃的意思呢，就是涉及到那些不洁的罪。
So some people, when they're in conversation, they don't always have proper conversation, and they sometimes talk about things that are not morally pure, not the kinds of things that God would want us to talk about.
因为实际上呢，有些人呢，当他们谈交谈的时候，他们通常涉及到那些不解的那些道德方面的问题，所以呢，他们通常谈论的一些话题呢，是神不喜悦的。
All right, just give me a moment now as I'm trying to find here, and I looked it up, but I couldn't find it. So that's Hymenaeus.Philetus is an interesting word. It begins with the root that means to love or to like.
所以呢，实际上呢，他就还没找到那个，但是就一直往下讲。这个腓力图呢，那个词的前缀呢，实际上就是腓，就是去爱。
And the other, the meaning of that word in the broadest sense means someone who talks about things other than what God likes and things that they like.
这里实际上呢讲到的一些事情呢，就是说有些人他们在谈论一些事情不是神喜悦的，而是他们自己喜悦的。
And the Lord is saying, now listen,you keep talking about things that Jesus likes. Don't always talk about what they like. Don't always even talk about what you like. Keep talking about what Jesus likes, Timothy.
所以实际上这里跟提摩太说，提摩太，你要一直告诉别人主耶稣基督喜欢什么，不要去告诉他们他们喜欢什么，甚至不要告诉你喜欢他们什么。
So Timothy was having a lot of difficulty in life because Paul had gone to prison. He was having to stand alone, and frankly, it was hard.
所以提摩太的人生呢并不容易，非常艰难，因为保罗下的监狱，他一个人在那里，所以提摩太的人生是非常难的，在那个时候。
And so Paul is encouraging him, and he encourages him, remember, by verse 1 in this chapter, which says, My son, be strong in the grace that is in Christ Jesus.
所以使徒保罗一直在鼓励提摩太。鼓励提摩太呢，写这封信，尤其是在第一节经文里说，我儿啊，你要在主耶稣基督的恩典里刚强起来。
That is where the strength is. That is where God's provision for us is. We just be strong. We say, Lord, I would like to keep talking for you. And you just say what you can about the Lord Jesus, and the Lord will bless and honor, and he will give you grace as you do that.
实际上呢，这就是使徒保罗提摩太提摩太，这就是我们力量的源泉，这就是神的供应。所以呢，提摩太呢，不管怎么样，不管在什么环境下，神的恩典是一直在那里的。你要在神的恩典里保持强壮起来。
All right, well, that's the end of our time today, and we're just going to leave it there. We'll pick it up next week. Is there a comment? A question that we can follow up on next week. What are your thoughts?
所以今天我们时间到了，所以呢，我们今天就停在这里。所以呢，你们大家有什么想说的，或者是有什么问题吗？你们怎么想的？
All right, let's have a word of prayer and we'll carry on. The children will meet this afternoon at 3:30. We'll be at the chapel at 7:30 tonight for prayer and for Bible teaching. We'll also be on Zoom tonight. Amen. Let's carry on.
让我们来祷告，祷告下午记得三点半，Norma 三点半到四点半 ，Norma 的那个儿童圣经学习。晚上七点半我们有祷告会，还有圣经学习。所以呢，在教堂里和同样也在Zoom上，我们来祷告。
Amen. Lord, we want to thank you so much for the simplicity that is in Jesus Christ.
主啊，我们非常感恩，这样的在主耶稣基督里这么简洁的真理。
We're just simple people. You are the great God.
我们只是一个简单的人，您却是一个伟大的神。
You have asked us to speak for you, and you have promised the grace of God to help us and to bless us.
您要求我们为主耶稣基督讲话，您应许了我们神的恩典会跟随我们，会帮助我们。
We give thanks, Lord Jesus. We pray that we will be strong in the grace that is in Jesus Christ.
我们为主耶稣基督献上感恩，我们祷告，我们会在主耶稣基督的恩典里刚强起来。
We give thanks again now for his goodness.
我们献上感恩为他的美善。
In Jesus' name, amen.
奉主耶稣基督的名 ,amen.
Amen.